The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew near, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was at the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I begin with an early Father's Day from one who is one, who knows them, and to all you fathers, and to Father Irwin. Great privilege to be a father. Today's gospel story reminds me of the story of John Newton, who lived back in the 1700s. John Newton was the son of an English captain, sea captain. When he was 10 years old, his mother died, and he went to sea with his father. The boy learned the sea backwards and forwards. At 17, however, he rebelled against his father and left the ship and began living a wild life. Eventually, John took a job on a cargo ship that carried slaves from Africa to America. He was promoted quite rapidly and soon became captain of the ship. Newton never worried about whether or not the slave trade was right or wrong. He just did it. It was a way to make money. Then something happened to change all that. One night, a violent storm blew up at sea. The waves grew the size of mountains. They picked up Newton's ship and tossed it around like a toy. Everyone on board was filled with panic. Then Newton did something that he hadn't done since leaving his father's ship. He prayed. Shouting at the top of his lungs, he said, "God, if you'll only save us, I promise to be your slave forever." Well, God heard his prayer, and the ship survived. When Newton returned to land, he kept his promise and quit the slave trade. He became an abolitionist. Later, he studied for the ministry and became a pastor of a small church in England. There, he became well known as a preacher and a song composer. One of the most moving hymns that he wrote was one that praises God for his conversion. The words read, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." Water can be very terrifying, even for an expert sea captain, when it gets out of control, that is. Water can be terrifying. There's a lot of power and energy that can demolish everything in its path, like a river that rushes down and does demolish everything. Pounding waves can chip away at massive, big, lofty cliffs. On a stormy sea, even a modern-day cruise ship can be tossed about helplessly when water gets out of control. Most of us know about the destructive power of water and storms, and we can understand why the disciples panicked on that day on the Sea of Galilee. And why wouldn't they be afraid? They of all people knew the power of the waves, but they did not yet know the power of God. Do we really know the power of Christ? You and I know that life isn't always smooth sailing. There are plenty of storms that we encounter on this journey in life we're going through. Some of the storms are mild, and we manage to ride them out okay. But as expert or wise as we think we are, or we have become, sooner or later, there's that unexpected storm that sweeps down upon us, a big one, a problem that seems to overwhelm us, and we don't know quite how to handle it. These storms come in all kinds of ways, many shapes. Relationships fall apart. Teenagers rebel and leave home. We lose our job, a loved one, or a near dear friend dies, passes away. Or we may encounter a serious diagnosis from our doctor that we've contracted a disease which is life-threatening. Maybe you are going through something like that right now. It's possible. This boat, this life that we're in, once in a while, sometimes has a tendency to take on water. And sometimes the waves that roll in become quite large, like mountains. It's at times like these that we can become overwhelmed by our own circumstances. And we try to fight off these crashing waves by ourselves. We fight and continue to struggle, even when our boat is nearly sinking. Why? Why do we do that? Most of us seem to have this obsessive need that we must always be in command of the situations in which we find ourselves. In fact, we want it so badly that when we get the sense that things are beyond our control, we become totally unglued. Or we simply try to tend to deceive ourselves and those around us by pretending that we know what we're doing, we're in charge, we're in control. Have you ever had the experience of slipping, tripping, or falling in public? What's the first thing you do? You do what I do. You look around to see if anybody's looking. After all, you wouldn't want to have anybody see you out of control, right? How about these situations? An alcoholic refuses to admit the problem and simply deceives themselves because of the desire to pretend to be in control. A married couple that are having serious problems in their marriage refuse to go to a marriage counselor to get some help. A seriously ill person with telltale symptoms refuses to see a doctor, all because they want to continue to be in complete control themselves. Some of us just don't like being in the position of having to seek out help from someone else. And that is why most of us continue to have great fear when it storms in our life. And we're so busy with the struggle of trying to be in control. That's why we have problems. It's just like we've jumped overboard and we're trying to swim for ourselves and we're starting to drown. When we do this, when we must always be in control, we overlook the fact that Jesus Christ is right there with us in our boat in this life. We forget that. Or maybe we remember that, but we just can't see him there. But how can we possibly see God there if we're so busy trying to play God ourselves? No wonder we're afraid. The disciples were terribly afraid. And in the end, they asked themselves a very important question. Who can this be? Who can this be? An important question which each one of us needs to answer for ourselves. Who can this be? As we ask ourselves this question, perhaps the anonymous person that wrote the following can help us by means of their own answer. This reflection is entitled, How do you think of God? At first, I saw God as my observer, my judge, keeping track of the things I did wrong so as to know whether I merited heaven or hell when I die. He was out there, sort of like the president. I recognized his picture when I saw it, but I didn't really know him. But later, when I began to recognize my higher power, it seemed as though life was rather like a bike ride. But it was a tandem bike, and I noticed that God was in the back, helping me pedal. I don't know just when it was, but that he suggested that we change places. But life has not been the same since. Life with my higher power, that is. God makes life exciting. When I had control, I knew the way. It was rather boring, but predictable. It was the shortest distance between two points. But when he took over, when he took the lead, he knew delightful long cuts up mountains and through rocky places and at breakneck speeds. It was all I could do to hang on. Even though it looked like madness, he said, "Pedal." I worried and was anxious and asked, "Where are you taking me?" He laughed and didn't answer, and I started to learn trust. I forgot my boring life and entered into the adventure. And when I'd say, "I'm scared," he'd lean back and touch my hand. He took me to people with gifts that I needed, gifts of healing, acceptance, and joy. They gave me their gifts to take on my journey, our journey, God's and mine. And when we were off again, he said, "Give the gifts away. They're extra baggage, too much weight." So I did, and the people we met, I gave them to them. And I found out that in giving, I received. And still, our burden was light. I did not trust him at first in control of my life. I thought he'd wreck it. But he knows bike secrets, knows how to make it bend and take sharp corners and jump clear of high rocks, fly into scary passages. And I am learning to shut up and pedal in the strangest places. And I'm beginning to enjoy the view, the cool breeze on my face, with my delightful, constant companion, my Lord God. And when I'm sure I just can't make it anymore, I can't do anymore, he simply smiles at me and says, "Just pedal." We were not meant to be independent of God. We were made to share our life with him. In the presence of Jesus Christ, we can have peace even in the wildest storms of our life. And you know what? Life would be so much easier and much more enjoyable if we would simply, like a child, let go, trust, and just pedal.